And now it's time for the Beer is Fundamental podcast with your hosts, BT and the Beer Searchers. Welcome to the Neighborhood.
What's up, everybody? This is another episode of the Beer is Fundamental podcast, and we want to welcome you once again to the Nay Beer Hood, where craft beer is the talk of the town. If you are listening to us for the first time, you can find out more about us on our website, beerisfundamental.com. We suggest that you visit. We would love to have you visit. If you are a frequent visitor to the Nay Beer Hood, pull up a chair and grab a beer, because you absolutely know how we get down. Today is National Mead Day, and tonight we are going to feature one of our favorite meads, the Ancient Soul Lifetime Number 1 by Bee Nectar Meadery. Yes. We absolutely love this mead. Now, we got some good news. We got some good news, people. Guess what? We are going to the Great American Beer Festival again. Yes, we are. We finally received our confirmation from the Great American Beer Festival, and they just told us that our media passes will be waiting on us in October. Now, I said that we are going once again. For those of you who are unaware of how Beer is Fundamental works, we are sort of a break off from Vibes and Vino. Follow vibesandvino.com if you like wine. Shameless plug right there. 40 Shop Presentation is our parent company. We usually go to the Great American Beer Fest under Vibes and Vino, who also covers craft beer, but V&V is turning over all of its craft beer coverage to Beer is Fundamental. So this year, the Great American Beer Fest will be covered by BIF. But, yo, either way, we can guarantee that you're going to get the same great coverage of the Great American Beer Fest by BIF as you would get from Vibes of Vino. So make sure that you're looking out for that in October. The Great American Beer Festival averages around 60,000 people. And believe me, 60,000 people actually show up. And the festival is 3 days, and it's just a great time. At GABF, you can sample some 3,800, that's 3,800 beers from more than 800 breweries around the country. If you haven't been and you love craft beer, you really need to take time and go. The Great American Beer Festival is the premier U.S. beer festival and competition. Each year, GABF represents the largest collection of U.S. beer ever served in a public tasting event. Plus, they have some private competitions that you can check out. GABF brings together the brewers and diverse beers that make the U.S. the world's greatest brewing nation. Now, I have some good news and I have some bad news. The bad news first: tickets for GABF are sold out on the through GABF and Ticketmaster. However, here's your good news: you can still get some of the tickets through Venue Kings on the Beer is Fundamental website. All you have to do is go to beerisfundamental.com, go to and find the Venue Kings advertisement, click it, search for Great American Beer Festival tickets, and you should have some that will pop up for either Thursday, that Friday, or that Saturday. Make sure that you get them before they're gone, because I'm telling you, the key with the Great American Beer Fest, they sell out. They literally sell out for all 3 days within an hour. So those tickets are very, very hard to come by. Now, the last episode, we had the Fox and Admiral Brewing Company with us, and man, we had a great time with them. I had the lovely lady T with me, and we interviewed those guys, and we enjoyed talking with those guys from the Fox and Admiral Brewing. So you just really need to keep your eyes out for them. They are going to be big. You heard it from us first. They are going to make a name for themselves within the craft beer industry very, very soon. Now, for a little beer news, L. Smith Brewing Company announced an upcoming pre-sale for their Double Barrel Speedway Stout this week. The Double Barrel Speedway Stout is an imperial stout with coffee aged in bourbon barrels and port barrels. They're going to bring this in with an ABV around 13%, so it's really going to be a kicker. The online pre-sales, they're going to begin on Monday, August 14th at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. For full details on how the purchasing work or how you can get you a bottle, check out the Beers is Fundamental website and click on the article to that story, and it'll show you how to get a bottle. The brewery basically is saying that the variation of the Speedway Stout has gone through two different maturations in two types of oak barrels to develop its complex flavor profile. The extended aging period in freshly used bourbon barrels helped the beer develop rich notes of vanilla, caramel, and oak. That sounds good already. The beer's aging process in Portuguese port barrels added notes of raisin and plum, as well as wine-like tannins. The beer was also combined with locally roasted coffee to further balance its profile of chocolate and roasted malts. I can't wait to get me a barrel. So you can definitely know where I'm going to be at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I will be buying me a couple of bottles of the Double Barrel Speedway Stout by L. Smith Brewing. The cost of each bottle is going to be $40.86 after fees and taxes. So, and they're limited it to two bottles per person. I know that may seem sort of steep, but I'm telling you, I think this is going to be one of those beers that you definitely want to get at least a bottle or two. Locals can get in on the fun early by attending L. Smith's 22nd anniversary party on Saturday, August 12th. So if you're a local, make sure you get over to L. Smith Brewing. And with that news, we will take a break. And when we return, we are going to get into some of this mead that we have. So right now, we're going to take a break. And we'll see you when we return. We'll be right back.
And now, here's your host, BT and the Beer Searchers.
What's going on, people? We are back. We are back, and we hope you enjoyed that song. We hope you enjoyed that song. That was Koi by Connor Danhammer. Again, that was Koi by Connor Danhammer. You know, as if you are new to the Beer's Fundamental experience, we do like to play music during this podcast simply because, you know, when most breweries that we go and visit, they're playing some type of music in there somewhere. And when we homebrew, we love to homebrew with music, and other brewers that we know, they love to also brew with music. So that's, again, how we get down. Now, as I mentioned earlier, this is National Mead Day, and we definitely want to get into some mead. I am a self-proclaimed mead aficionado. I put an emphasis on self-proclaimed. I really love mead. And so I always look forward to the National Mead Day. The America Homebrewers Association officially began Mead Day in 2002. It is usually held on August the 5th of each year. However, mead has been around for a very, very long time. It sort of dates back around, you know, 6500 BC. Mead is essentially fermented water and honey, basically. Many cultures refer to the mead as honey wine, which has caused, you know, many to debate, including myself, whether mead is a beer or a wine. Mead can consist of different ingredients such as hops, different grains, spices, and fruits. So, you know, depending on how you like your mead, it's really going to depend on what type of mead you're going to want. Now, here are some of the meads that we recommend that you try for National Mead Day. So make sure, if you haven't had it or you don't have it now, make sure you go and get you a bottle of one or two or three of these meads for definitely for next year. One is by Bee Nectar Meadery. It's the Zombie Killer. Love the Zombie Killer. It has a sweet, creamy honey flavor and has that tartness of the cherry in it. There's a light combination that really lifts the flavor, and the honey really smooths that meat out. It finishes crisp and clean. It's one of our favorites. The Viking Blood is by Dansk is another one. This is sort of based off a Nordic recipe with hibiscus and hops in it, and that actually goes back all the way to like the 1700s. This recipe, and it's an awesome mead. Another one that is sort of new, you know, in the world of mead, but it really impressed us. And that is the Bananas Foster Forever by Crafted Artesian Meadery. This mead has an awesome mix of honey, banana, coffee, and raspberry. And what I personally really like about it is that it has a very long finish. It sits and lasts for a while, which allows you to really enjoy the mead and let that flavor sort of cook within your mouth. And if you got to go and get that one, definitely. Tonight, I have a bottle of the Ancient Soul Lifetime Number 1 by Bee Nectar Meadery. I want to give a toast to my man Manny at Nightly Spirits for the hookup on this bottle of mead. Make sure you go and check them out on South OBT if you're in the Orlando area. The Ancient Soul Lifetime Number 1 is a wildflower mead that has been aged in oak barrels for about 6 months, 6 plus months. It it is a very solid mead. So I just cracked the bottle. Be aware. For those of you who may not be familiar with mead, some mead comes with wine corks. So this mead comes with a wine cork. So be very careful. All meads don't come with a bottle top. So be mindful of that. If you're out and about somewhere and you get your mead and you go out to the park or something and you want to sit and enjoy that mead and you have a bottle opener and boom, there's a cork. So just be aware of that. So I popped it, just poured it. So I'm going to take a sip of this. As to be expected, it has that scent of rich honey. There's also some fruity with oak overtones. It has a full body flavor for a mead. That's one of the things I really like about it. It's really full. There's a slight acidity that sort of hits right up at the front, but the sweetness of that honey and that wildflower sort of mellows that out. So this is a very, very good mead. This mead has an ABV of 14%. So you need to watch yourself when you're drinking this one. As far as the rating for taste, I'm going to give this a 3.5. It has a very complex taste for a mead, and you would sort of expect that, being, you know, wildflower and also being aged in those oak barrels for over 6 months. Drinkability will equal the taste of a 3.5 with this one. The aroma, it stands out. So, I would give it a 3.5 with that also. Buzzability is definitely a 5.0 being at 14% ABV. So I will basically rate this mead at a 3.5. If you've had a mead today, call us or email us and let us know what you had, because we really like to know. Sometimes there may be a mead that we haven't tried that you have, and we would love to try it. Now is that time for the question of the week. And the question of the week is, what is the most amount that you have paid for a beer? What is the most amount of money that you have paid for a beer? And part two, was it worth it? Was it worth it? Now, this can be a beer that you bought during a bottle release or a beer that you purchased at your local beer stop. Either one. But I really want to know. I'm really curious because I've dropped some serious cheddar on some beers. But I want to know, you know, what's the most expensive bottle of beer you purchased? And when you finally popped that baby open and took that first smell and that first sip, and you finish that bottle, was it worth that price? You can answer that question of the week by calling us at 407-350-7909. Again, that's 407-350-7909. Or you can email us at bt@beerisfundamental.com. Again, that's bt@beerisfundamental.com. Or you can leave your answer on the website under this episode's article. You can always make comments on either of the articles that we have. Before we go, I want to say cheers to a few people. I want to say cheers to the GB Bottle Shop. You want to make sure that if you're ever in the vicinity of the GB Bottle Shop, that you stop by and see Alex and Dave and tell them that Beer is Fundamental sent you. We want to say cheers to John at Vintage Vinos. We want to also say cheers to Eddie at the craftbeersites.com and Hop State Brewery. My man Eddie is doing it big. Check out Craft Picks on YouTube. Again, that's Craft Picks. We also want to show love to the Hop On Beer Tours and the Central Florida Ale Trail. So if you're interested in some beer tours, make sure you check out Hop On Beer Tours and also the Central Florida Ale Trail. That is all for tonight. We're going to leave you with a song by Brandon, who is a great artist coming out of the Tampa area. So we're going to leave you with that song. We want to thank you for visiting us once again here at the Nay Beer Hood. And until next time, cheers. Yo, hey, B, I like this. Chicka, chicka, here we go now. Where are all my 80s babies? Yeah, yeah, let's go. Teddy Ruxpin may not be the best lead in, but that's what came to mind when I heard a friend singing the theme from Jim. Breakfast Club, summer school, and the last dragon. Tell me what you know about that ninja grin. Dad, where have you been? I ain't never been a cool kid. More like an after school kid. Comic book cartoons. Think one ain't even never saw me. Think I said too much. Too quick. Self-sabotage. I knew this. Then she took my hand. Then she understands and wants to get to know me. Hey, lady. I realize when it's out loud it may sound crazy. But I really wanna try this out, so maybe you can be my 80s, baby. We agree, wasn't much different world back then. Trying to learn the Cabbage Patch and the Running Man. Almost from breaking. Daylight and streetlights were kids' best friend. TGI Friday night, Saturday morning. Saved by the Bell again. Do you remember? Clueless. Every single Scooby. Two-twist. Simon Says. Elegant. Bobby's Cinderone. Think I said too much. Too quick. Self-sabotage. I knew this. Since she took my hand. Said she understands and wants to get to know me. Hey, lady. I realize when it's out loud it may sound crazy. But I really wanna turn it out, so baby. So baby. Lord, I pray that you give me the right amount of words to say. Help me not to trip, help me to convey the scripture of love to this pretty young thing. My man True went ahead like he started a race. Lex is slipping, you need to pick up the pace. So I go, excuse me, I heard you said you were conceived in the same era as me. We both made it in time to rock to Billie Jean. Both the MJs, the Run DMC, the TMNTs. My favorite one was Leo, and I'm a Scorpio, and you should roll with me though. And she my Neo Geo, yes. My 8-bit princess, and I'm a shining hero. Yeah. The Pac-Man rap fan, new edition Steelo Purple, reigning for her love. I'm the prince, she my Sheila. Hey, lady, I realize when it's so amazing. You can be my 80s, baby. Hey, lady. I realize when it's all about it may sound crazy. But I really wanna turn it out, so amazing. You can be my 80s, baby.
You've been listening to the Beer is Fundamental podcast with your hosts, BT and the Beer Searchers.